USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. Republican Congressman Peter King was with President Trump yesterday.
Obviously, the statement from North Korea made it clear to the president that this time it served no purpose. I think this is a, as they say in baseball, a long season. I don't think it's over. I think this summit obviously is not going to be held. But I think the dialogue that was begun is going to continue. And it shows that the president is not just looking for a deal for the sake of making a deal.
Eight women have accused Morgan Freeman of harassment and inappropriate behavior. That's according to a new report out by CNN. In total, 16 people spoke to CNN regarding Freeman. Eight claim to be victims. The other eight people have witnessed Freeman's alleged misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
New information is released about an air tragedy 4 years ago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
International investigators now say they've determined a Malaysian Airlines flight that crashed in eastern Ukraine in 2014 was brought down by a Russian missile. Nearly 300 people died in the crash. Moscow has always denied responsibility, but now the Dutch-led investigative team says the missile that brought down the plane was transported by a Russian convoy, and it was traced to Russia's 53rd Brigade that was located near the Ukraine border. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Uber car involved in a deadly crash in Arizona wasn't designed to automatically brake in case of an emergency. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The self-driving car, which was being tested on a public road with a human operator, struck and killed a pedestrian who was illegally crossing the street in March. Uber also said on Wednesday that they're closing down their self-driving vehicle program in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A photo of seven firefighters holding their babies ages 2 months to 15 months has gone viral. The firefighters, all from Glenpool, Oklahoma, got together with Fox News and talked about what this experience has been like.
Well, we just we got some wonderful wives, and some of us just got recently married, and we didn't waste no time and started family. So, but yeah, no, we just just had a lucky year, I guess.
Well, this is Gracie Lynn, and as you can see, she's pretty docile personality. We've been very fortunate. She sleeps well, and she's been a great baby, and we're just glad she's here to be part of the family.
A federal judge issues a ruling regarding President Trump's Twitter account. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
If President Trump wants to continue using his Twitter account as a public forum, a judge says he must adhere to the First Amendment, which means no blocking other Twitter users. It's according to a Wednesday court ruling that says Twitter serves as a designated public forum and is protected under the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. And therefore, the judge said their exclusion from the platform constitutes a breach of those rights. The court rejecting arguments from Trump's lawyers that the president's own First Amendment rights would be abridged if he was not allowed to block users. A Justice Department spokeswoman saying, "We respectfully disagree with the court's decision and are now considering our next steps."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.